Hey, it's your Dummy Master, Tristan, and I would like to thank our sponsor, Dubby Energy. Dubby Energy is a growing and flourishing energy drink powder, actually developing a clean energy formula that is free from fillers, maltodextrin, and artificial colorings, so everyone can enjoy. In addition, Dubby is a sugar-free and zero-calorie. Using a coffee fruit extract blend gives a much healthier, jitterless, and no-crash effect from drinking Dubby. There are many flavors, and each one sounds amazing. I just got my order of Dragonade today and a mystery flavor. The Dragonade is dragon fruit and pink strawberry lemonade. Yummy, yummy. I am so excited to try them out. Our referral link for Dubby Energy will be in the description, along with our discount code for a 10% off. Dummies with Dice is the discount code. Thank you, Dubby Energy. Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use.
Wow, guys, this boat's kind of big.
My name's not Jeff, bitch.
This is the warden speaking. Send all of the guards and the ships after them now and bring them back alive.
Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world and get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find the way back home.
Dun-dun.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kelly Lee, and I play Miss Muffin, and she's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin loves exploring caves and other underground tunnels.
Spelunker.
Splunking.
That's why you were asking us about spelunking.
Hey guys, Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact, Archie hates boats.
Oh, yippee!
What a weirdo!
Thanks. Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's the 32-year-old, drug-addicted, level 4 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he enjoyed being Jeff.
Aww.
I don't think he would have enjoyed it for long, though. It was short-lived.
Hey everybody, R2 here, Ryan Tucker. Here I play as Please Stick Sock Jelly. I'm the Hobo Trash Master Cleric of the God Rumpke. I'm the MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, Kurt Cobain definitely had a gun.
Definitely had one! So did Courtney Love. So did Courtney.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
My name is Tristan Hayes, and I'm the Dummy Master, and my fun fact is that in Switzerland, it is illegal to own just one guinea pig because they are highly social and it's considered animal abuse to have only one. That's insane. You could get arrested. It's illegal.
I like that.
It's
illegal.
It keeps them together.
They eat them in some countries.
Well, not in that one. You just have one.
You eat one there, you're getting the death penalty.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
They'd be like, you did what? You better have been dying.
All right. Let's see if we can get into the D&D world and survive getting attacked on the ship. You guys escaped prison with Prisoner 13 and boarded a ship to get off the island, but the warden of the prison, Revel's End, is sending another ship you see coming quick behind you. The ship is branded with the symbols of the Lords of Alliance, meaning that you can tell that it is very strong, and it comes fast. So, on this ship, you guys are positioned on the top of this ship, onto the top layer of the ship. I don't know the names of this stuff.
Upper deck.
The deck, yeah.
The poop deck.
Yeah.
Poop the deck. Port valve.
There is a man standing on the. There's a man standing on the stern with the wheel, and he looks down at you guys, and he goes, "Let's get the hell out of here real quick, because they're coming, and they got some firepower with them." And he's kind of waving his arms and stuff, and he says, "He goes, Miriam, you know what to do." He goes, "Start your little ritual magic and get us cloaked." So you see this woman kind of standing at the tip of the ship, and she's just, like, waving her hands, and there's, like, magic flowing. Yeah, the tip of the ship.
just the tips. And she's kind of...
the flows of the motion.
She's just kind of waving her hands and like flowing magic, and she's performing some sort of ritual. You see another man on top of the ship with you guys... On top of the ship. on the upper
right
deck.
Right on the tip?
Yeah, on the upper deck with you guys standing there. He looks kind of like he's just a crewman of sorts standing here. The guard says... fuck the guard.
Is he a deckhand?
Yes, he's a deckhand. He's a dickhand.
A dickhand.
Yes, he's a dickhand. The captain of the ship kind of looks at you guys and he says, well, we got a boiler room below. It goes, that thing's going to be need protected at all costs. He goes, I got one of my fellow crewmates down below and he's protecting that. But remember, if we lose that, we lose all speed because this is a steam engine here. So we got to keep that thing going. And before you know it, you see this ship kind of fucking blowing up next to you and shoots some hooks. I'm flying into the side of your ship, and you guys are going to be boarded by the Lord's Alliance. You see... Let me see here.
This is a Shadow Clan?
These are highly trained Lord's Alliance, like, guards and people. Yeah, they don't fuck around. You just broke someone out of their prison. So,
well, they're about to die.
13.
You see four... three guards kind of hop up, and then you see what... Actually, make me perception check.
All of us?
All four of you, yeah. Make me a perception check.
Get your dice out. What are you thinking?
It's opposite of me, right?
No, I only rolled a 3.
That's
plus.
Nine.
3. I rolled 6 altogether.
16.
Okay. I rolled absolutely dog shit worse compared to all of you. So,
good.
You guys go to... You see this, like, more slinkier, small... still branded with, like, the cloak over it with, like, the hood up, but it's still got the Lord's Alliance brand kind of slinking up onto the ship real sneaky-like. You can tell that one's different than the guards.
Yeah, slinking.
So I need everyone to roll initiative.
No! 17! Wait, plus what? I forgot about that again. Already.
21.
I will be going last.
2. Or no, 3. Sorry.
I also have a 21.
1 plus 2.
Ooh, we both have 21.
But mine's 17 plus 4.
Mine's also 17 plus 4.
Oh, fuck. We have a roll off.
18 where plus you guys four. Just go Please. First. Whoever wants to go first. I don't really
Wait, care. You have a what?
Roll off.
18 plus
Who hits
four.
The hardest?
He's first, so we have to, I guess.
Oh, so wait. Archie, you're 21?
6.
Yeah.
Okay.
2. You go first. I go 13.
You're 21. Okay, Duke, what are you?
13.
Okay. 13? 3. Oh, 3. God,
told you I'd go last.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Please take, what are you?
Lusty. You're first 22. In God's eyes.
I got my crit fail out of the way.
The rest of you rolled high. Duke is still recovering from being, my name is Jeff. So let me see what I got here for my people roll before we get going.
Personality, eh? He's accepted the Jeff into his brain.
Why is there...
It's leaking. It's leaking into him.
I got Jeff in my brain.
My name not Jeff.
Is my name Jeff?
Is it? What was it before? I don't remember.
I'm a dude. This guy is a dude playing another dude.
Yes,
start combat. Please take your first.
Sock jelly.
You got three normal guards and you have... a Lord's Alliance spy. A little secretive-looking guy. Alright, Flea Stick Jock Jelly, it is your turn. You're up first.
said Jock Jelly, I heard you.
Dude, as soon as you said Jock Jelly, I just thought of fucking
Jock
Strap Jelly.
Jock,
like,
do
hey,
you?
Right.
Jock Jelly.
This guy's a bit out of
it. Jock Strap Jelly.
It's your turn.
Gooch Flop.
No, what?
Gooch flop.
Gooch flop.
He said
jock stick jelly.
Okay.
All right. Mother fudger. All right. Sacred flame on dude's ass.
Okay. Sacred flame on. We'll say guard. Do you want to do furthest close? Okay. See. Go
yep.
Go for it.
I'm gonna roast him. Right in his ass. You go for it. Give me a dex roll.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I don't see what names these are. Why is there not two of them? Okay, well, we're just going to see what it is. Okay. he failed. He failed big time. That's a 2. Probably, right. That's a 2 plus 1, so. Super fail.
He's dead.
Where is my 8?
I was looking at their AC when I was making this. I was like, damn, they got some decent AC. And I forget. He don't give a damn about their AC.
2 damage.
Ow! That says radiant flame hits him.
Who did that?
I don't know which one that was, but I heard him. Okay. Next up is, I believe, Archie Ortiz, yes.
What?
Or Miss Muffin, sorry.
We had a roll off, mister.
It auto put him first, so go ahead. Yes, mm-hmm. It's Miss Muffin. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to go to the left. Okay. And I'm going to dagger him.
Roll. Dagger him.
But with my plus one dagger, so.
Ooh.
14 plus 7.
Ooh. Okay, that hits.
And
plus
then
one.
It's a 1d4 plus 5.
Ooh. So. Ouch. Turn your dexterity down.
So it's its increase is more than its base roll.
Six damage.
6 damage. Okay.
The first time I rolled it, I accidentally rolled it straight back into its slot in the case. That was trippy.
These guys board the ship. He like hops up here, and this one guard, because it's actually the same guard that Fleestick had launched a sacred flame at, he gets hit with his radiant fire, and then just gets run up as he's looking. He gets shanked by a dagger. He turns around. And he goes, "We're gonna need more help." And you see some more guards kind of start leaping on. You see another. Roll me a perception check.
All of us?
Everyone? Yes.
Leap.
You see a guard leap up from, what the hell is it called here? The port side, the left side, right next to the flea stick sock jelly.
8. Just chilling.
13.
I'm like Zorro on One Piece.
You see another spy slinking up the edge of the ship because he rolled bad again. So now you have 4 guards and 2 spies aboard the ship. And you hear kind of like yelling from the other side of the ship, kind of pulled up next to you, a larger, bigger voice just kind of booming over there, yelling and pointing orders. You know that there's someone else that's maybe a little bit stronger. But, bada blam, we have more. Bada blam. Now it is Archie's turn then, unless you want to do anything else, Miss Muffin.
Nope.
Okay, Archie.
The dude wouldn't bump and Fetty Wap on his JBL.
Yes, he was. You hear, you hear the Fetty Wap bumping as he's...
It's like, that ain't good.
Alright, well, I'm gonna go after B.
After B?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm gonna hit him with a mace.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You got a new weapon, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. 11 plus 8.
11 19. Plus 8? Yeah.
Dad. Alrighty. Here we go. And that's going to give him 10 damage.
10 damage?
Yes.
To B. I think that's this one. 10 damage?
Yeah.
Damn, boy!
D6 plus 6.
Damn, boy! Okay, anything else? You did land your hit, so...
Then I can do an unarmed strike for a bonus attack.
Correct. Correct, mister.
Let me roll for that. 12.
2 hit. 12 plus anything, or is it?
No, it's just 12. So 6 plus 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. That will not hit.
Ah, fair.
But your mace came down hard and cracked him right in the face, and he is definitely pouring blood.
Nice.
So, next up would be Captain Craig. So, let me roll something for old Captain Craig driving the ship. I'm so sorry. My brain thought of a way to help you guys, but the dice gods decided a critical failure was more important.
Little Captain Craig.
Wow. So, Captain Craig, he goes, "Don't worry, boys, I've got some help here. I'm going to throw him off." And he goes and, yanks the wheel super hard to try and, yank this ship. And you feel, the whole left side of the ship start to, crack and break a little bit.
That's from the
hooks being, yanked into it. The port side. You feel, the wood starting to give a little bit, but it's, tearing a small hole in the side of the ship. Where he tried to yank away from it. And failed epically, incredibly bad. So, next up is Chadwick, which is going to hide in the boiler wrench dough. Merlot. So, what is Merlot's stuff here real quick? I forgot who I'm using him as. I know what I got. Okay, so Merlot looks at this guard fan ahead of him, and he goes, "You really don't want to attack little old me, do ya?" And... fails incredibly at trying to charm this guy with his enthralling panache and does nothing else and realizes that he just fucked up because he don't have much to do. Miriam is going to continue rolling her attack. She has not been hit, so you don't have to do the concentration save. It is the spy's turn. This is spy fucking like A or something. So it is going to make a hand crossbow shot at Flea Stick Sock Jelly. It has a 5 plus 4. Poopy ass poop. Uh-oh. That's not going to hit it. It makes a multi-attack. It's going to shoot again with its second crossbow. It fucking fails even worse.
I do this.
Yeah, your dice need to go in jail, sir. Your dice
I know, they might go to jail. They're fucking doing ass. Next up is the other spy, who is going to whip around the corner and try to take a short sword stab at Duke Crystal. You know how this is going to go, baby. Death. For you.
Baby.
12 plus 4.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 1d6. 6 plus 2. Max damage. Good deal. So 6 plus 2 damage to you, and that's the first hit. Multi-attack.
2.
14 plus 4 hit. 1d6 plus 2 damage. 6 plus 2. That's a double max damage roll. Sick nasty. Yeah. That Lord's Lion Spy did some good work on you, Dookie. He's a little guy. He's able to slip around here. That's his little guy fights big guy. Jeez. All these Lords Alliance guys rolled good. Duke, you're going to be fucking last, son.
That's fine.
Lords Alliance Guard A is going to move his full movement speed, which is 30 feet, which he can do, right up to Miriam. And he's going to take a melee attack.
No! I forgot we were supposed to protect her, and I should have ran up there.
16 plus 4 is a big hit. Okay. 8 plus 2, 10 damage.
I hope she's tough as fuck and shit.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think she is.
I know.
10 damage. Oh, no, she's tougher than I thought. She's tougher than I gave her.
Please take heal her.
But she is definitely hurting. You see her kind of like wince in pain and kind of try to flex the magic to keep it going. And as she stands there and took that smoke from him.
We're in trouble.
We got another guard.
On a boat. In trouble on a boat.
So this is the guard that is on Art. This is the one that boat Miss Muffin. You ran up and stuck. Stuck.
That's how
you
I do.
Stuck, you actually stuck once. You didn't stuck
That's
twice.
How I do.
He is going to miss.
I ran up and stabbed
He's
him.
He's going
and
to miss.
Said, I'm
miss badly
boat.
Again because my dice are sucking so hard today. The other guard's turn. Yeah, baby. It's guard after guard after guard after guard. Flea Stick Sock Jelly. This is the one on you. He's going to take his swing at you with his halberd. That's a fucking 3 again.
Don't I get retaliation?
Get rid of
give
it.
Give me my Dragon Ball dice. I'm just going to. Your freaking turn, finally.
Good. I'm going to rage.
You're going to rage, okay. Bonus action. Rage.
And then I'm going to use the Emerald Fury to hit Emerald that spy Fury. In front of me.
Hit the spy.
Hell yes. Yeah.
In front of you.
Yes. Let's see. Is a 16 hit?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So that would be 11 damage. Actually, 13 damage. Sorry, because of my 13 rage.
Damage?
Rage is plus 2.
Yeah, plus 2. Yeah. Okay, so 13 damage to him. Hitting hard. Took the crack, but you see him kind of like grit his teeth and just kind of fucking still stand there and take a look at you.
That's fine.
Anything else? That was your bonus action to rage. So we are back to the top. Flea Stick Sock Jelly.
Alright. I'm going to hit Guard D with Inflict Wounds.
Oh god. Oh no!
That is 12 plus 6, 18.
What is it?
18.
Yeah. That will definitely hit. So he's gonna die, that's for sure.
That is 9 on the first roll.
9 damage on the first roll?
Yep. 3d10s.
Jesus.
Oh, sure. Roll it over. 10 on the second one. 0 is 10, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to roll anymore.
And then 4.
He's
you
dead.
Had one
He's
health
long
left.
Gone.
You did like 30. You
did
like
you heal
extra
Miriam?
Damage.
Did you heal Miriam?
No.
No!
That was your action, right? But, so yeah, that one is just fried with necrotic burning sensation as it melts into his fucking body and drops him dead. I will hide him.
Now, after that, can I run up to Miriam? Since I didn't use movement.
Yeah.
She is 60 feet from you, so she is too far from you to run. But you, what are you wanting to do? Are you doing like healing word spell? Because that is a ranged one. You don't have to touch her to do that.
Yeah, I could do that. Alright, so 1d4 plus spell casting ability.
So it would be 1d4 plus your wisdom. 2 plus...
Yeah, plus 4.
2 plus 4 healing? Okay, so
6.
Oh. Oh. Alright, yeah, she takes a little better then. See some blood wipe away from her nose. Miss Melvin, your turn.
So the one I daggered, that's...
He's dead. That's, or no, he's not dead.
I was going to say, he's still next to me.
He's, yeah, he crawled off the back up, and then the other
so,
two.
So I'm assuming I can just re-go at him.
Yep.
All right, that's what I'm wanting to do.
And are you going to do your main hand and offhand attack? You did not last time. I know you forget that you can do that.
What?
Your offhand stab, two daggers.
Okay. So that's what I want to do, actually, but I forgot. Like, yeah, I thought I couldn't do it.
That's why I was reminding you, yes. You
can, so I can do it?
Yeah. You can always stab with your second hand dagger after you.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm capable of killing him and I don't need to run away. So roll my plus one dagger and roll the other one too?
Yeah, roll to hit with both of them. Okay. You would roll to hit with your first one.
So the first one would be 5 plus 7.
That will not hit.
Oh, 20.
For the second hit?
Yeah, 6 plus 6.
Yeah, double damage. That so one hits.
That's a 1d4. I can't read it. 3 plus 4.
3 plus 4.
7 damage. Should I roll it again?
Or? No, you don't.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. That one is shank, shank, shank.
That's what I thought. Stick a dagger, dagger.
All right. Next up is Archie Ortiz.
Alrighty. I'm going to try to finish off B.
The MMA elderly.
With my mace.
I finished off my big toe.
15.
15 to hit the guard. What is the guard they say here? I forgot. No.
Womp womp.
Short. Short. Just barely. Okay. Anything else? I don't think
I can.
Okay. Captain Craig is just going to roll dexterity. Keep it going. That's nat 20. So, yeah, he, since he rolls a nat 20, I'll give you, damn, Craig, he goes nat 1 and then nat 20. He kind of goes, sorry about that before, boys, and then yanks it back the other way, and, you see, I guess I'll give him dex saves. These are so light compared to it. 19. Damn
it. 10. Maybe we shouldn't convince him to change his dex. 10, my bad.
3. Okay, so, the guard fighting Archie... The spy by itself still on the stair near the stern, the south side, and the guard next to Miriam all fall prone. But the spy still on Duke Crystal is standing. He saved. But the other three, they all fall prone.
I think we know who the boss is.
So, good job, Craig. You did great. Chadwick is going to protect the boiler. Merlot, he is going to run up. Wait, what is Merlot's abilities? I forgot again. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, he's got the charm thing. I forgot. All right. Merlot is going to try to charm again. So, they spy next to you since he's all who's standing.
It never works.
Fails.
It never
works. Yes, it does not work. So, yes, good job, Merlot. You tried. Miriam's going to continue casting. Spy's turn. B-Spy. He is going to use his bonus action to dash... This spy, you kind of see him look around, like, left and right, and just fucking books it straight down to the stairwell, to the doorway, and heads towards the lower deck below.
We got an idea where he's heading.
Yeah, you got an idea where he's heading. So yeah, that happens. Now it's a spy on Duke Crystal. He is going to Dagger, short sword you.
I'm dagger.
Long dagger, short sword.
8 plus 4.
No.
No. He's going to attack again with multi attack. 16 plus 4.
Yes.
Oh, that's wrong. That's 4 plus 2 damage. So he slashes down with his short sword.
Physical damage?
Yes.
I take half.
Slashing.
So I take 3.
Slash. Oh, you're enraged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Emotional.
Emotional damage. That's psychic damage. From now on, anytime psychic damage happens, that's what it is.
Emotional damage.
So he does that. I can't do that now. Okay, so next up is the guard on him, which he's prone, which just means he has to use half his movement speed to get up, which doesn't matter because he's still on Miriam. So you know what that means? Swinging down on Miriam. Because he hasn't been stopped. 7 plus 4. Oh, I'm the one. I forgot. Miriam, I know her.
She saves better.
7 plus 4. Yeah, I hit. I just removed her from the thing for some reason. So, yeah. Next up is B-Guard on Archie. He's going to get up and he's going to swing his halberd down on you. That is a 19 plus 4. Does that hit?
Yes.
Oh, does that hit?
No! Never!
Okay. Big damage. Let's go, boys. That's no. The wrong dice. I almost gave you bigger damage.
No. No.
That is...
No, it's not.
A six? This one doesn't tell you, like... I don't know. It doesn't tell you the dot on which one's the actual direction. And whether or not it's a 6 or a 9.
It's a 6. Just follow the way the other numbers are facing on that.
Okay,
on that
6 damage. 6 plus 2 damage, sorry. 8 damage. Whack, whack! Because this halberd chops into your no armor. I think you're not. I don't think you're wearing armor. Those guards are dead. Duke Crystal, your turn. There's a spy still fucking smiling at you.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to Frenzy.
Frenzy!
Yes. And I'm going to hit him with my Emerald Fury again. Right in the, between the eyes. We'll see if he grunts it off or not. He might survive because I rolled horribly.
What, plus 50?
No, plus 7. So 11?
Nope.
I don't think so. No. And second attack?
Yeah, Frenzy. Frenzied Strike or whatever.
Yes, that one is an 18.
Nah, yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't play with me.
He's a spy, he's really strong.
Alright, so that is another 13 damage.
13 damage?
Yes.
Yeah, this crack comes down and like hit him directly between the eyes with the second swing. Like the first swing, he kind of just like jukes it as he's coming up. That second swing cracks him. You see like his eyes like go crossed for a second and they like straightens him back out and he looks damaged. Flea stick. But he's still standing.
Mm-hmm.
Flea stick.
He is tough.
Your turn.
Which one did Duke just hit?
The spy. A spy. By A.
Someone needs to either save Miriam or go to the boiler room. Probably the boiler room. Whoever's closest to the door.
Well, I'm not going to say anything.
Whoever's closest to the door should probably make a move.
Alright. I'm going to... run up to guard A, up the steps. Oh no, I can strike, can't I?
Yeah. Put your sword.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm going to use my Dragon Slayer sword. Alright. And crit fail.
Okay, roll some damage. What's your damage for it? Go ahead and roll that damage.
No! Hold on, I'm lost here. Yeah, got it. 6.
6 plus... Oh, you're rolling 2 dice? Damn.
No, just 1d8 plus 3, so...
9 damage?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you come through with full intent to cut this guard in half. You come down swinging, and he just kind of steps out of the way real quick, and you take a good whack right down on Miriam as she's doing her ritual. And deal her, what, 7 damage? Is that what I said? Yeah. 9 damage? Oh. Nice. Good hit, good hit. Okay, next up is Miss Muffin.
What was it about running out a door or something?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you heard Duke screaming to run down the door because a spy went running down.
Anyone but her!
Went running down.
A spy went running down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you. So the one I'm next to...
Let's get to the boiler room.
Huh?
Nothing.
As I said, anyone but her.
Okay.
I'm dead.
Are you going down the boiler room?
No.
Oh, okay.
The one next to me, though, I thought I killed him.
You did.
He's still there.
He's hidden.
Carry refresh.
Oh, you have to refresh, yeah.
That's why I'm lost. It wasn't refreshing. So there's one over by Archie still.
Yes, there's a guard by Archie, a spy by Duke, and a guard by Miriam that just dodged Fleestick, and Fleestick smoked Miriam is dead. And there's a spy who ran downstairs towards the boiler room to shut down the engine to the ship.
I'm going to, since Fleestick is up there by Miriam, I'm going to go over by Archie and help him kill this bee guard.
Okay, are you going to stab him, or are you going to do...
I'm going to dagger him.
Okay.
I'm going to do what my daggering is.
You can...
What?
You can,
what did I miss?
You can do sneak attack if you like, because you have an advantage of an ally attacking him. So if you want to do sneak attack, you can.
Okay.
Which is, I think, you got to do like dome damage with it.
Sneak attack just says 2d6.
Yeah, so you'll roll your normal
crit, bring roll, a hole fail. Through the roll top deck.
Crit fail?
Yeah, crit fail.
Okay, so yeah, you go freaking full-blown sprinting at this guard to just like stab him and, you know, straight up take him down to help Archie. And you go running and like you feel the shift to the boat, you just trip and you flip right off the side. Make me a dexterity save.
No! I don't want to do that!
I'm over there like, yeah. Right over.
Natural 20 plus 4.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay, so you, yeah, you trip and you flip, but you do this, like, what do you do? What do you do to, like, get back onto the boat? How do you save yourself from falling off the boat?
Grab a post, swing.
Oh, yeah, like, Peter Pan this shit, actually.
Peter Pan this shit?
Yeah.
Like, you fly or what? Like, what do you mean? Like, you just, like, get, like, fairy dust and fly?
Grab a rope and swing around.
Oh, okay.
Swing myself back aboard.
Okay, yeah. All right, you grab a rope and swing across smoothly.
All right.
Yeah, so that was your turn, I guess.
That was confusing.
Archie, your turn.
Alrighty. I'm going to go back after B.
Okay, hitting.
Possibly. Brain fart. 16.
Yes.
Okay.
That will hit.
Yay!
On the money.
9 damage, and then I'm going to use my bonus action to do an unarmed strike. No, I'm not. Crit fail.
For your unarmed strike?
Yeah.
Wait, what was your first attack's damage?
9.
9 damage?
Yes.
I don't know what I did here. I fucked up. Oh, he's dead. Okay. Yeah.
Never mind. No.
All right. Yeah. So if you did that, because I think I marked his damage down lower last time than what it was.
Did I already use my bonus action? Did I swing a dead body?
Yeah, you did. You swung a dead body because he died from the first strike. You were just like, fucker, still punching his dead body. Yeah. So yes, B guard is dead. His body falls, and swing at the air.
Maybe I should have waited.
But next up is Captain Craig. Let's see how he does on driving this boat.
Oh, fuck.
He holds her steady. Nothing special. Nothing bad. Okay, it is Chadwick's turn, but you guys don't know what's going on with Chadwick. I'm actually going to kind of just know where he's at. So I'm just going to roll some stuff here. Not bad.
Chadwick's dead.
Okay, yeah. All right. Merlot, you know what he's going to do. He's going to look at that spy, and he's going to go, I'll suck you off if you just jump off the boat. And then try to charm him again.
Jeez. It better be a good suck me off. Jump off the boat.
Suck him off the boat.
Suck me off and nail the side.
He's safe, so it does not work. The spy goes, I wouldn't do that if you were the last one here. And Miriam's turn. And she just took a strike from Fleestick, so... She's still doing her thing. Still standing. It's the spy on Duke's turn. with your feud. He's spitting out blood. Let's see here. Okay, so he is going to use his bonus action to disengage. And he is going to... What's his movement speed?
By cracking.
His movement speed is 30. He's going to move a full 30 away from you.
Which way did he go? What a coward. He's acting all tough.
30 feet from you. And then he is going to use his action to hide. As you see this, kind of pulls cloak over him. Ooh! 17 plus 2. Oh, yeah, plus 2. So, yeah, if you want to, you see him kind of slink and dive away, and you lose sight of the spy. As he dips behind cover and fades away for a moment. Until your perception check on your turn. If you want to try and see him.
What a puss.
Okay. It is the guard on Miriam's turn. He is going to try to shove you, Flea Stick Sock Jelly.
How dare you?
Whoa, Flea Stick. Your voice change. That is a 16 plus 2. And you have to do a contested strength or acrobatics. Or strength athletics or acrobatics check, I think. What's yours by strength? Athletics. Mm-hmm. I don't know that.
Yeah. Athletics.
All right. Give me it.
10.
10? That fails. And you are shoved.
No!
Falling back against the railing of the ship, just barely on the edge, teetering over. But that was his... Wait, bonus action's a shove, isn't it? Now that you're pushed back a little bit, he's going to turn around. He's going to use his action to try and smack Miriam in the head with the halberd. That's a fucking failure. 5. Plus 4.
Dare you shove me?
Those guards are dead. Duke Crystal, your turn.
All right, since that pussy spy ran away...
You can make a perception check to try and spot him if you'd like.
He ain't a threat.
Okay.
I'm going to move to the middle of the ship here. And once we get there, I guess I'm just going to have to forcibly move Merlot when I do this, but they'll be fine. I am going to attempt to lift this wooden grate in the center of the ship open.
Okay, so you're gonna like try and pull this locked up crate that they use to like lower goods into and stuff.
Yeah, is it locked or is it just heavy?
No, it's really heavy. It's not locked.
I figured it fell into a pocket. Yeah,
exactly. So yeah, give me a strength check, and I'll say with advantage because Merlot will probably help you with his task since he's.
We'll just say we kind of shove the boxes.
Yeah, so he can't do much. So yeah,
all
right, he'll help you with advantage.
So that's 15 plus 5. So okay. 20, and then we'll do the 15 plus 5.
Okay, yeah. So you start pulling up this thing, and Merlot's like, "Hey, we got this. I'll help you." And he starts pulling, lifting, and like you're lifting faster than he's able to lift. Like you start kind of like lifting it and flip it over, and kind of scoot it off the side bit where you can like drop down inside there if that's what you're wanting to do.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. When you drop down inside, you land right on top of a table. Just like right down
the dining room table.
Yeah, it's like right now on this table, like dining kitchen area, like dining area.
Good.
Yeah, man, you're down there. So.
So how much movement do you think I still have?
I'd say that probably took probably about 5, because you really didn't move. Well, no, you walked from there. So
how close can I get to the boiler door? Yeah, I'll say I walked from the corner.
Yeah. So you've only got about 10 feet of movement speed.
So I'm just around the corner, maybe toward the boiler room.
Yep. That's what you'd like to do.
Here. All right.
Good deal.
Yeah. I guess I'm out of rage now.
Yes, I didn't attack that turn. So, this, I'm going to draw us a little marker here around this to show where this is open.
Would that have just been my action? Bonus action used?
Bonus action?
Like for lifting that grate?
No, that would have been an action to like actually interact and do like an action.
Use my bonus action to drink one of my... potions of greater healing.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
What was that? 4d4?
Greater?
Yeah. Greater?
Yeah, 4d4 plus 4. Okay. Yeah, you do that.
4.
Flea Stick, it is your turn.
4. 4.
Since he
hell
his heals.
Yeah.
4.
3.
Who's left, A?
Yep, all that's left is A, and then the unknown one 19. Kind of running throughout the place.
You should be. Alright. I'm just gonna crack her. Well, I'm gonna walk around the other side and get in front of Miriam.
You cannot. It's an occupied space.
Oh, how dare you.
So you can get like next to them, but you can't get.
Alright, well, I'm not attacking directly towards Miriam. I moved up and attacking
okay,
downwards.
So you're on the in front of him beside her, swinging at him. Okay, I gotcha.
Alright. All right. And I'm using my Dragon Slayer sword.
Alright. Get it.
19.
Oh, yeah. Big hit.
Alright. 7 plus 3
damage?
Yep.
Oh, very good hit. Very good hit indeed. You come down with that. This is the first time you've actually used the Dragon Slayer sword to fight?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. You come down with this thing swiftly and just like clean through his like big Lord's Alliance. You see, like, the Lord's Alliance symbol, like, split down the middle on his brand, and he's just looking bloodied and bad. Mm. As that happens, you kind of come down swiftly and cut him, and you hear, like, this huge roar, and make me a dexterity saving throw.
7.
Okay. All right. So, you hear this huge roar, and then you kind of look over, and you see this captain of this other ship kind of literally run and just jump across the ship and come down and try to swing the scimitar at you. And he, since you failed to save, he does get his hit, which is a 17 plus 5, which will definitely hit.
Yeah, yeah.
4 plus 3 damage. Slashing damage as he comes down and just slashes you with the scimitar. He goes, "You kill my men?" He goes, "Oh, it's Lord's Alliance wrecking time." Jumps into the battle. So that would be his turn next after that. So Miss Muffin, it's your turn.
I'm gonna do something. He's literally still
okay. You said dude just hit me and ran. Sorry.
No, he jumped and leaped onto the ship and just sliced you and then landed next to you.
Yeah, that crazy dude.
Yeah,
I'm going to run my booty up there and help out my flea stick sock jelly buddy and Miriam.
Okay.
Yeehaw.
Is it possible to try and use my double dagger to dagger one and then dash over to dagger the other? Because since they're so close together.
They're close enough. Yeah, you can.
I want to try and do that. This sounds pretty dope. Oh, nat 20 plus 7.
Okay, yeah. The captain?
I'm gonna make sure that one hits the Lord Alliance dude.
The captain or the guard?
Well, that guy that just jumped on the boat.
Okay, the captain, yeah.
Oh,
he's the captain of the other ship. Yeah.
It just didn't show me that part of his name. And then the other one is a 15 plus 6.
Okay, they both hit. Do the damage for the first one first, because it's double damage for the...
So, for the first one, 3 plus 5, so 8.
8 damage?
But that's not doubled, so 16.
No, roll the damage again.
Okay, that's what I did last time. I didn't do that either. 3 plus 5 again. Yeah, so literally 8 plus 8.
Okay, there you go. Lucky. Yeah, double. Yeah, good couple hits on him.
And
he shrugs it off.
The other guy is 4 plus 2
damage. So yeah, the other guard, after just taking like an almost getting cleaved in half by Flea Stick's Dragon Slayer sword, is just standing there like, "You motherfucker, I'm gonna take you down." And he just feels like a in his ribs and just falls over and just stops breathing.
You pooping?
Faux show taking a shit. I mean, he literally stands there and goes.
All right, next up is Archie. It is your turn, my friend. Oh, wait, no, that's female. My friend. Sorry.
Pal.
Pile, buddy.
So the only ones left are the one on Flea Stick and the one that ran downstairs.
Flea Stick is dead.
Oh, so the one that ran downstairs. Well, I guess I'll run down there and see
what's
going
on. There was two I stabbed on Flea Stick.
Okay,
did
so your speed... Or no, sorry, the captain is still on Flea Stick.
Yeah,
I forgot
that's what
about
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I
yes,
only
the captain
the
is on Flea Stick, but the guy did still run down there, yeah. So.
Well, there's two of them over there. I'll run down there.
Run down there? Okay. What is your movement speed?
My movement speed is 40 feet.
Okay, then yeah, you can make it to the stairs and get down to the waist deck.
Nice.
But
The waist deck. Off the poop deck and down to the waist deck.
Very good. Very nice.
Yeah, so you are almost able to cut the corner. It's so funny when you think of, like, D&D rules, and it's like you can only move 40 feet. Because, like, I know it all happens within, like, a slow-mo second. But then it's like he's right around this corner, but, like, we can't know what's around the corner because he can't move that extra 10 feet.
Yeah.
Damn. So, yeah, now it's Captain Craig's turn, and he's going to... He's just driving pretty slow. It's getting a little bumpy. But he still holds her steady. Oh boy. It's the Captain Lord Alliance Captain turn.
He's gonna cut somebody down.
He's gonna do some hurting. So, Miss Muffin, you are technically right in between Fleestick and Miriam, so.
Yeah.
He is going to hit you with his scimitar.
No!
He's gonna clap you. It's what he's gonna do.
I have full health.
Okay, so yeah, he's going to.
He's Luffy. Don't mess around.
17 plus 5. That hits.
Oh, wow.
That's 5 plus 3 damage on the first hit.
That's one. Yeah.
8 damage?
5 plus 3, yeah.
Okay.
And then he's going to make another scimitar attack. 13 plus 5.
Barely.
Hits?
Yeah.
That's 3 plus 3. And then he's going to, you know, slice with the scimitar, and then you see him pull out a dagger.
And he can't do that. He can't
16
do that.
Plus 5.
Damage?
No.
Okay.
So you're taking 3 plus 3 damage. Again.
6.
There. So yeah, you took a big chunk of damage there.
You're leaking back.
It's half my health, sir.
Good. I guess you better...
Disengage.
You better figure something else.
Leave Miriam to die.
All right.
Miriam!
It's Chadwick's turn. You don't know what he's doing. Merlot kind of sees Archie take off running. I forgot, Archie, also that there was a hole in the ship right there that you could have jumped down.
Wow.
But Merlot sees that and hops down inside the ship to go try and see if he can do any assistance and makes his way towards the
tables. Make a hole in the deck.
I forgot too. Miriam, Ritual. These are all dead. So I think Duke, it's you.
Very nice. Well, you know where I'm going.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, I forgot you're down there.
Yeah, I'm already down there, rounding the corner. I'm looking down the hole.
I'm guessing you're going to run down there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you run down there, and you get to the doorway of the boiler room. You turn the corner, and you see the spy planting, like, this, like, fantasy-looking C4, like, on the boiler room. It, not like C4, more like thermite. Like, it's going to kind of just, and, like, burn out onto the boiler engine. Okay. And you see Chadwick on the floor with blood pouring out of his throat. But that is what you see. So you have basically a fantasy D&D thermite bomb attached to the boiler engine to burn it out, and a dead Chadwick on the floor.
All right, well, as I was running down the hallway, I pulled out my trench knife.
Okay.
Because this is close quarters, so we need to have a good trench knife. So he's planted the bomb. Would he turn and spot me in the doorway?
Yes. He kind of you kind of run up as he's kind of done. Killed boy, planted the thing, and he's turning around.
All right, I'm going to lunge for his guts with the dagger.
Lunge for his neck.
The old trench knife.
Give me a lunge for his guts roll.
All right, I will. Is a crit a good lunge for his guts roll?
I mean, that sounds like a guts lunge and roll.
All right, let's
guts
see.
Guts spilling roll.
So, that would be one extra damage die on that too. So. Okay. 1d4 plus 5. So, 3 plus 5, 8. And then 3 again. So, we're doing the bonus on both?
For the bonus? For the crit damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so 16 damage.
Total?
8 and 8 total, yeah.
Okay, 8. Alright. Was that it? Did you say you get an extra damage die because of your. Something? Or was that
you're letting that? That's on. That's like savage attacks.
Because
on critical. Crit. Yeah, I get. So another one.
Yeah, because I mean, crits, normal, double.
True.
And then that's your special attack. So
1 plus 5, 6.
6 damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you run around that corner and you just stick for the
22
guts,
damage.
For the you see like a piece of like guts almost fall out and he kind of like holds his hand up on it, but he is still standing.
Okay.
But yeah, you have done a almost fully successful job at spilling the guts.
Gross. I got a question about... is grabbing that bomb an action or a bonus action?
Well, the problem with the bomb is it's like stuck to the engine right there. Like, you're not going to be able to just run up and like yank it off. Like, it's like fused to the engine with like his magic shit that they got. Because like, it's like fantasy fucking thermite stick to the thing and is going to drill through. So, I mean, you could try to yank it off, but it will take a roll. Like, it's going to be an action to try to actually yank the thermite sticky bomb to off this engine. And then hopefully not anything else bad happen.
Okay.
No. So, yes, that will cost an action because you will be a roll to actually try and do it. So.
That's fine. We'll just move on. Next. Okay. Past turn.
All right. Please stick. Back to the top of the round. It's your turn.
All right.
You got Miss Muffin, Miriam, and Lord Alliance Captain.
All right. I'm swinging at Lord Alliance guy with my Dragon Slayer sword.
Okay.
Six.
Nah.
All right. Bonus action, summoning my spiritual weapon.
Okay. Spell slot. And then spiritual weapon.
Give me one second. Damn, I have to. It's summoned.
Okay. Good deal.
All right, now I'm attacking you. Because it says I can do that.
With the thing? Yeah. Same bonus action. With the, you're attacking with the spiritual weapon?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
17 plus 6.
To hit? Yeah.
Yeah. So, 1d8 plus 4, that'd be 8 damage.
8 damage. Decent hit.
And I am gonna run back 20 feet.
Okay. Well, as you go to run away, you turn and he can make an opportunity attack.
Mistake.
Because you were up close and swung your weapon at him. So, he's going to take one swing at you.
Had to disengage.
15 plus 5? Yeah. That was. So, 1d6. 5 plus 3 damage to you as you try to slip away from him.
I will give 3 you, damage?
Yeah. No.
Five plus three.
Yeah. But you did get away from him, so.
You both snuck him.
Yeah, you did. I was like, I did say 3. I did say that number.
I said another number with it.
Okay, then next up is Miss Muffin. It is your turn, playa.
To die, ho.
No, I never die.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to take a healing potion.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
You got a greater one or normal one? What are you using?
I'm trying to check that out.
I believe you all were given greater ones, so if you want to use that, you can. That's 4d4 plus 4.
Well, it doesn't say if I have one or not, so well, I'm just going to take your word for it.
I know you did, yeah. I know you were given 4.
I was
going
to say, I can't find it.
You were given 4 by Varen before you came here, so.
Okay.
4 events just like this.
So 4d4 plus 4?
Yes.
2 plus 3. Plus 1, plus 2. 8 plus 4?
Yep. That's how much health you get back. 8 plus 4.
12.
Good deal. That was a bonus action to use a potion, so you still have one action if you want to do something else.
Alrighty-roo. Let's looky here. I'm right next to the captain still.
Yeah.
I'm going to dagger the heck out of him.
Yeah.
With my plus 1 dagger.
Figured so.
Because that's how I roll around here.
Yeah.
14 plus 7 to hit.
14 plus 7 to hit?
Yeah.
Yes.
He parries.
6 damage.
Wait.
Is it with advantage?
Hang on. Wait a minute. What'd you get to hit? 14 plus 7? What'd you say? Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Okay, how much damage?
Good damage.
Okay.
It was 6, but I asked, do I roll twice? Do I roll double damage? Is it bonus? Mm. Or is it advantage?
No.
Okay.
So 6 damage.
6 damage.
You know, you're milling him down a little bit. All right. He keeps the boat afloat.
Until he hits you with a triple attack again.
Yeah, Lord's Wine's turn.
Oh, Lord.
So he's going to take his attacks at you, Kelly, because Miss Muffin, you're the only one near him.
Well, that sucks.
So he's He's going to take his melee attack at you, so 14 plus 5 will hit. That's 2 plus 3 damage to you. Okay, so 2 plus 3 damage to you from his scimitar.
Five.
First attack. So, second attack, 8 plus 5. That one does not hit you, does it?
8 plus 5?
Yeah, 14.
No.
Okay, so now he's going to whip out his dagger.
No!
Oh, no.
So 5 plus 5. That does not hit. You got lucky this round.
Ha ha ha. I'm standing better than I was the last time.
He's definitely over there arguing. He's like,
argh. He's like, argh. Well, he's not really so much a...
he's a captain on the seas.
He's more a Lord Alliance captain. Oh, well, he's more like, argh.
Argh. Oh, darn it.
My wig fell off, darling.
Yeah, he does whiff all of those. So, Chadwick, well, you know what happened to him. He's dead. Merlot.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Chadwick, the one down below.
I don't think that was ever filled in.
Yeah, when I said you walked around the corner, you saw her, the spy planting the bomb, and Chadwick on the floor with his throat slit.
Oh, well, sorry. I just went past that and grazed over it, I guess.
Merlot continues to search around the area to try to make his way to Duke and not really do much because he can't. Can't even move that far. Miriam, shut up. Spy's turn to fight Duke.
I thought the spy's
turn. He's disemboweled right now.
He's holding a piece of his intestine, but he's still standing to fight.
He has a hernia.
He's sitting
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Let's pick up like
19 plus 4, so that one will definitely hit.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, that's not the right dice. 6 plus 2.
Okay.
And he makes his multi-attack, so that's another attack with it. 16 plus 4. He's coming back with a vengeance. He's going to spill your guts. 4 plus 2.
So what is it total?
I'll
let you do the math. Since
you're... First one was 6 plus 2. 8. And then 4 plus 2.
6. So 12.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
14.
Oh, yeah, it was 6, 14. Not a 4. Yeah, yeah, sorry, 14.
I did math really fast.
Yeah. Well, I like the lower numbers, so yeah. I'm always gonna round down a little.
You did get a good round on him. So, oh shit, it's your turn, dude. You got a moment of decisions because you can kill this man.
Let's see.
Wait, how did we get back around to this and I never win again?
Oh fuck, I did skip you. I think I went to Miss Muffin and then passed you.
Fuck.
Shit.
Yeah, because Archie's downstairs.
Yeah, he is.
You forgot about my man, Archie.
Well, I don't think he'll be able to get in there anyways.
All right, well.
Get in the doorway.
I'm going to come down on his neck with a dagger.
Come down on his neck with a dagger roll.
Yes, yes. Well, kind of like...
Trench knife, yeah.
Like a good angle, like right where the collarbone neck kind of joint.
Kind of the cleave?
No, I'm thinking like flip grip, pierce, like deep in.
Okay.
So, does a 13 hit? No, of course not.
On the money.
Really?
Yes.
Perfect.
He does not have a high AC.
Perfect.
He has higher health, but...
That is D4 plus 5. So...
It doesn't.
7?
Yeah, plus 5 is already going to kill him, so anything you roll. Okay, so yeah.
And hold up. As he's stuck in the neck, and he's... finally breathed his last.
Yeah.
Does that magic that's holding the bomb?
No. The magic it's more of like, I said magic, but I meant more of like a like chemical compound of like fucking some kind of mineral that is like...
Well, I figured since he attached it there, maybe the thing it came free.
No, it's not that type of magic. It's more of...
Alchemy.
Yeah, alchemy. Yes.
Okay, well, I pull a blade out and knee him in the face. That's what I do.
Pull a blade out and knee him in the face. He's dead. But that was your action, so nothing else. Archie, it is your turn if you want to go ahead and do your turn. There's a thermite bomb stuck to the thing, but Duke doesn't have any more, I don't think, actions to do anything.
Not really.
Stuck this dude.
I don't even know how to dispose of it.
I'll give you options. So I'll say you can give me a strength check to try to rip this thing off, or... if you can give me a really, really good, what would be a good way to try and disarm a bomb, I would think.
Sleight of hand.
Yeah, so if you can give me a really hard sleight of hand check or a strength check, that's pretty hard too.
They're both dangerous.
Yeah, they're both dangerous. But I'll let you choose, because I'm sure you're going to use the dexterity sleight of hand, but...
Wait, why not?
Once you pull it off of there, stick it in the dude's guts where I disembowel him. That was my original plan. Just to disembowel him while he's still alive, I was going to rip it off and stick it in there.
Yeah, my strength is...
So at least if it goes off before we throw it in the water.
And my sleight of hand is a plus 6. I think I'm going to use sleight of hand.
Maybe his body will insulate the heat. He's cooking.
Alright, I'm going to run in there and try to rip it off. We'll see. Or no, not rip it off. That's strength. I'm going to run in there and
try to quick hand it.
Yeah. More of like, I'm thinking sleight of hand is more of like you're trying to figure out a way to make this thing not work.
I was thinking like...
You're trying to like yank a piece off.
And I was thinking like Indiana Jones, piece. Replace it with a sandbag. Like
alright, let's find out if we're going to die.
MacGyver.
14 plus 6 or 20.
Okay, so yeah, you are able to kind of maneuver these things and move some of the functioning like crystals inside of it, and you see like the flame inside of it kind of flicker away of a fuse. So you have disarmed the bomb.
Nice.
Good job. Yay.
Yeah, Chadwick's dead. He's dead. So all that's left is the captain.
But he won't die.
Next turn is Flea Sticks. Then since we
kill that freaking captain,
Alright, well, I'm taking the potion of greater healing.
Okay. 44 plus 4 is your healing.
Okay. Whatever that means.
Roll 4, d4.
Uh-oh.
Plus 4.
It means what it means.
3.
My goodness. He's drunk.
8 plus 4. Wait, was it?
It was 1. Yeah. 8 plus 4.
Does that an action?
Yeah, because that's a bonus action too.
Okay.
Use a potion.
Alright, I'm just gonna do the sacred flame.
He fails.
Yeah. Alright.
Whoa. Yeah, he fails.
Alright. One plus nothing.
One damage.
Alright, now my spiritual weapon.
They can't, because you used your bonus action.
Okay, was that the bonus potion. Action? Okay.
Yeah, for the potion. Okay, but next up would be Miss Mother.
And I'm going to continuously to dagger him.
Continuously to dagger him.
That's how I talk.
You're watching too much Dan today.
Oh, no. 7 plus 4.
No, you miss. You gonna roll a 10 for your offhand?
Yeah. 11 plus 6.
That one's better.
Okay, good.
No, it's not.
2 plus 4.
No, it's not.
False hope.
You lied to me.
He uses his reaction.
And slays you.
And adds 2 AC to his AC. Adds 2 to his AC.
The long attack. What a boss.
So, yeah, no, you do not hit. Loser!
Loser!
Archie, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Yay, me again. I guess I'm gonna run over... Wait, where exactly is this hole at here?
Where the gray spot. It's like to the top right corner of the grate. You can just drop in if that's where you... Oh, no, you ran already. You already ran down.
Yeah.
You're good. So
I'm trying to get up.
Oh, trying to get back up?
Mm-hmm.
The stairs right here. You can go up. And then you'll be back up top.
Right, because the only thing left to kill is upstairs.
Yeah, is that the one guy?
I'm running upstairs.
Well, there's 2 guys.
Yeah, I'd say.
One's just being a puss.
One's just been doing some own stuff and no one's cared to try and find him.
He just decided he'd be a stowaway.
Yeah, is that all you're going to do then? Because I think you won't be able to do anything else until you make your way up there.
Yeah, just running upstairs.
Okay, so he's cool.
No, my dude disengaged and ran and used stealth and hid like a little puss. I hit him square in the face and he went cross-eyed and he was spitting blood. He was
he panicked. It's Lords of Ryan's captain's turn.
He's hiding somewhere.
So, the only one still duking it out with him is Miss Muffin. So, Miss Muffin, you're getting the same old, same old.
No one helped her.
19 plus 5. Holy shit.
She needs to earn her place. No one helped her.
2 plus 3 damage.
We've all earned our place.
2 plus 3 damage.
Except for her.
No! That's 5.
Second scimitar.
I don't like adding myself.
11 plus 5.
That's damage?
Hit.
Okay.
Hits, right?
11
plus 5.
16.
5 plus 3 damage.
And then whips out the dagger.
That's rude.
16 plus 5.
That's it.
Yeah,
God,
hits.
1, 2, 4, plus 3. 3 plus 3, 16.
He's going Super Saiyan.
He's putting it on you, dude. You should have never ran up there.
You might be unconscious. No, you used to. You'd be
alright. This is me. God,
it's just going to be her every turn doing this. He's going to be just drinking potion every turn. Like,
I'm just going to shot potion.
Okay. So.
You can do it, Kelly. We believe in you.
She's not in here. I'm gonna go ahead and say this either way because Archie's not in here, but I want to get it go. So the spy pops out from behind the box right as Archie's cutting the corner and gets a sneak attack because he's been hiding behind that box waiting.
What a rat.
So that is...
Should have said something to him. He's just like, we got him all.
4 plus 4 to hit, misses, multi-tech. 9 plus 4... No, misses. Both miss. No sneak attack.
Yeah, remember he went cross-eyed. It hit him so hard he can't see straight.
Yeah, sleep. You gotta take a short rest.
He's got a concussion real bad.
Duke, your turn.
Okay. Let's see if, was it?
It wasn't.
Shut your mouth. Standing on that table, was the ceiling low enough to like grab on and climb up?
Yeah, I'd say you'd probably jump up. You'd probably make a strength check, but it won't cost you an action or anything.
All right.
But you may not be able to climb up.
I'm going to move over the table and attempt to do that.
Okay.
9 plus 5, so 14.
Yeah, I'll say that's easy enough. I'm sure Duke Crystal can do a pull up.
Yeah, I would imagine. And, all right. Imagine I only have probably about 10 foot. 10 feet.
Yeah, 10 foot movement. Okay.
Guess what?
Oh no.
Oh no. And you said it didn't cost an action, right?
Yes, I did say that.
This is gonna be fun.
Because I'm nice.
Alright.
He's dead anyways. There's nothing to save this fight.
I'm going to grapple the back of his neck.
Okay.
Snap.
It's a strength contested with strength acrobatic or some acrobatic.
Yeah, something like that. Oof, he might get lucky. That is a 7. 2 plus 5 on strength. So.
I'm going to do a dex acrobatics. It's a 7 plus 2.
Alright.
Dang.
So he saves.
Oh, I thought you got a 7 plus
5. I got just a flat 7.
Oh.
It was 2 plus 5, so.
Oh, okay.
He got lucky.
Yeah,
he got
lucky. He's a little sneaky guy.
He's sweating, though.
Yeah, he's sweating. That's how he got out. So sweaty, he just slipped out.
The blood and sweat. Yeah. I didn't anticipate it.
Yeah. I
think
that was your action.
Shove,
okay.
So that would strength. Be strength.
Yeah. 13
plus 5.
I think that's strength, so 3 plus nothing, yeah.
Yeah, 18 against that one, so he gets shoved.
So shoved like a couple feet back. Actually, gets shoved and smacks into Archie. That's kind of plumps back into him.
Punky in the middle.
In the forehead. Yeah, so. Yeah,
all you would have done was hold a knife. You know, you'd just like hold your sword there and he'd have been like,
all right. Back into so next up, please take.
All right. That would be a wild combo. Shove someone into a sword they're just holding.
Where'd you go? All right. A spy's dead, right?
The spy's dead.
All right.
Oh, wait, no, he's not dead, but the captain is near you. The spy is in between you.
He will be dead.
Yeah, he will most likely be dead.
I wish I would have had a hold of him.
Sacred Fawn.
Okay, next name on the captain or the...
Captain.
Fails badly.
Five damage.
Five damage? Okay.
Spiritual weapon.
Okay.
On the captain. 12 plus 6, 18.
Oh, yeah, that hits. I was about to roll my dice for some reason. Nope, counter roll.
So, 6 plus 4, 10 damage.
10 damage. Decently, really good hit. Decently good hit there.
Decently okay, moderately.
Minorly okay, we decent hit.
Okay. Next up, Miss Muffin.
The generic off brand.
I'm gonna take a greater healing potion.
You're great value.
Again, okay. 44 plus 4.
Yeah, I got two or I'll die.
A straight up Aldi brand hit.
Should you use that as your bandit?
Two.
Okay.
Whoops. I don't know what that was, so 4, 2, and 3.
So 11 plus 4?
Mm-hmm.
I know what it was. It's called cheating.
Okay, you still got your action.
She's like, I don't know what a 1 is.
Stabby stab. You want stabby stab?
What?
The shink, 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 shink.
So he can go slash, slash, stab.
Yeah,
decapitation.
11 plus 4 is all I said.
15.
This picture is like just a flayed woman just like drinking, like
just like it slices.
I don't know if I should take more, if I should dagger him.
Do you get advantage if you chug it?
I'm gonna risk it and dagger him.
So do I boof it to get increased vitality?
Oh, oh no!
No freaking way, dude.
Is it a 20?
Yeah, natural
20. Okay, natural 20 for daggering the shit out of him. And 1d4 plus 5.
Would you have counted that roll if it was a low?
Shut up.
It's just a shot.
I didn't see it.
It flew out of the area.
Six on the first.
It's a dead dog.
It went straight up the cat.
Okay, roll your damage again.
She said
three double damages.
On the floor.
Three plus 5.
Yeah.
3 plus 5.
Is he dead?
No, he's not.
You're lucky. Off table's dead dog.
Okay, next up is Archie.
Yay. I'm gonna...
You got a spy in front of you because...
Yeah, he about to get maced.
Yeah. Go for it.
19.
Yeah, he's getting maced. Well, dude, you might not get your chance to kill him.
That's fine. I'll get splattered with the blood.
If this is enough damage to kill him, can I go in the description of how I swing my mace?
Oh, yeah, of course.
10. 10 damage.
Well, he had 1 health, so...
Oh, snap!
Alright, so I'm gonna take the mace out of my side, like, behind me a little bit, swing it, and then come up over my head and crash down into his skull.
Yeah, just flatten the top of him, and you see, like, brains kind of shoot out the back of his head and, like, hit Duke in the face.
Decent.
Exactly. As his body falls, you just see Duke stare there, like, his blood just splattered all over him. So next up is gonna be the captain. Huh? Is that a Miss Muffin in his face?
I'm kind of curious about something.
What?
If I was to stab that sword in that dude's corpse and then walk away from it for a little bit, would it just suck him dry like a mummy? Like just.
I don't know, because it may not work as well because you're not connected to it either. To have like a tether.
True. Well, we'll just keep it in the sheath.
So this time. He's actually going to. He's going to throw his daggers at Fleestick.
No.
5 plus 5, don't hit. Throw it again. 19 plus 5. That one will hit.
That don't hit.
Yeah. 1d4 plus 3. 4 plus 3 damage.
This Rambo Bowie knife dagger.
Because he has been nailing up that sacred flame, and he gets getting hit with it every time.
Don't I get a retaliation out of that?
No. If you would have been a half damage, like, save thing, you could have done something. But, yeah, that was his turn there. So, now it is, I think, Duke again. So all these guys are dead. Yep. Dukey boy.
So. Spies dead, I'm guessing. Yes, brain smashed, correct.
Yes. Brain smashed. All that's left is the captain.
Okay. Do I have enough movement to move from where I went to the captain?
Yes.
Can I say, as I was on the way over there, I pulled out my dark greatsword?
Yeah. Actually, that's a rule in D&D, actually. Apparently, if you equip the weapon and intend to attack with it, it's all considered one action. So it's like the action is
equipping and swinging.
Yeah, changing it and swinging.
Like drawing it.
Yes.
Okay,
so.
Cool.
Awesome. I guess that's some rule I didn't really know about.
Helpful, because it's kind of annoying to have to use a whole action to switch your weapons. All right. Yeah, I'm going to swing at. I'm guessing I'm behind him.
Yeah, you kind of run up on the right side of him, because he's standing forward-ish, fighting Miss Muffin.
Okay. I'm just going to go for the old lop the head off, like get up under the chin, just right. Take it.
Roll the hit.
It's a 16 plus 8 hit.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
So that is 4d6 plus 6. Ooh, 1, 2, so 3, 2, so 5, 4, so 9 or 8, and then 6, 14.
14 total damage?
Yeah.
Okay. That hurts bad, but he's still standing.
All right.
Should have been 9.
What do I take?
What was it, D12?
I don't know what it was. I can't remember if it was 12 or 8.
Because of the amount of damage it does.
Six.
Six damage to yourself as the blood seeps from the captain. Lord's Alliance blood.
Yeah, I figured captain blood be worthy. Be a little bit.
All right.
More experienced blood.
I think that means it is Flea Stick. It's your turn.
All right, same ordeal. Sacred Flame.
He tried to stop you.
Ooh.
13 plus 3.
You got me.
Yeah. Nice. Alright.
Alright, so now I'm gonna hit with my spiritual weapon.
Oh shit, fuck, bam, fuck. Shit.
Alright, 13 plus 6.
Yeah.
19. Alright. So, 3 plus 4, 7 damage.
What kind of spiritual weapon did you spawn this time when you called it up?
This is a shield.
The shield? Mm-hmm. It was just the garbage can shield?
Yeah, it's just my shield.
So, the spiritual weapon kind of just does like a loop around him, and you just see that thing come down and just fucking bash his face in, just like bashing him down and down and down to the ground until he's just a pulp. And then he comes up, and it's almost like you can see like happiness in this shield as the captain's body drops in lifelessly. And you hear the captain of your ship, Captain Craig. He goes, "That was fucked!"
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.